So, Robin, what's the kind of event been like today and why have you kind of brought it into your school?
It's been really important. Safeguarding is a high priority for the school, like all schools. We do regular staff training, but we decided it was a really good opportunity for the children to have safeguarding training as well, for them to understand that they have the right to keep safe, to be safe from emotional and physical abuse. And it gives them the opportunity to reinforce and be re-educated about who they can talk to should they experience anything like this.
And what's the role of the NSPCC and how do they kind of come into it?
Well, as one of the leading charities for the UK, it was just perfect that they can actually work with the children because they have the resources, they run Childline, and that gives the children the opportunity to realise that actually there is help out there beyond the school as well.
And I think for a lot of people, obviously having seen it today, I now kind of understand that it's quite done in quite a neutral way. It's not in a sort of this is what could happen to you sort of scary manner. What would you kind of say to people that might be thinking, oh, well, why are you actually teaching that to children at such a young age?
Well, I think the key message is the NSPCC do it in a very child-friendly way. So children need to be aware, particularly as they're getting older, things that can happen. And I think it's done in such a very friendly, child-friendly way that actually they don't need to be concerned at all because children is at their level, so they understand what the message is, and the message is about keeping safe. They don't go into finer details, but those key core messages are part of it.
And it obviously spoke about bullying and things like that, but it also spoke a little bit about sort of private to private, and I thought that was quite interesting. It was a good kind of message to get across about potential sexual abuse in the future. So what did you kind of think of that?
I thought it was done very tastefully, and I think it's also something that's quite necessary. You know, we're living in an age where there are lots of opportunities for children to potentially be hurt, and it's important that children are aware of that. We're not hiding anything that they don't already know. We're actually just promoting that for them.
And the work that the teachers will now have in obviously taking this away from their assemblies, what are they going to do now after having this today?
We'll continue to do assemblies around this. Our relationship and sex education programme will continue to run as well. So it will work hand in hand with what the children have seen today.